Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. It's Monday, December 1st, 2025. I'm Paige Estrotori, reporting on behalf of Financial Services Online, your go-to resource for finance, superannuation, and money management. We start off with CHU, Australia's largest strata insurance underwriting agency, releasing its 2025 State of the Strata Market Report. Within this report, we see stability in strata insurance premiums with a modest rise of only 2.8% this year, in sharp contrast to standalone house insurance, which surged by a staggering 14% due to climate risks. Emerging risks featured include building defects, combustible cladding, and a rise in lithium-ion battery fires. The report suggests that affordability, climate resilience, and regulatory compliance will be the major influencers in the strata sector's future. CEO Kimberly Johnson emphasizes the sector's increasing role in defining urban living in Australia. Shifting our focus to Australia's inflation, surprising news, as consumer inflation rose to a 10-month high of 3.8% in October, exceeding expectations. This has pumped the brakes on expectations of a rate cut in May 2026, with speculation even shifting to a potential rate hike. The Australian dollar responded with a 0.5% gain as households and businesses reassess their financial positions amid a broad-based surge in inflation, specifically services at 3.9% and housing at a stark 5.9%. In a Sydney address, Penelope Smith, head of the International Department at the Reserve Bank of Australia, noted the importance of global factors on Australia's financial conditions. Amid uncertainty around post-pandemic neutral interest rates, she drew attention to the importance of monitoring global economic trends for investors and financial professionals. She pointed out that more than ever, strategic financial planning needs to take into account global influences. Lastly, we turn to the realm of social media, where Australians under pressure from rising costs of living are seeking financial advice. Unsourced information and informal advice are being shared freely, alarmingly, by influencers with no formal financial qualifications. While this education is being hailed as accessible, financial experts are voicing concerns over the potential for oversimplified financial concepts leading to ill-advised decisions. Experts and consumer advocacy groups alike urge Australians to consult certified professionals and critically evaluate financial intent found online. On that note, remember to reach out to Financial Services Online to help guide you through the complexities of finance, insurance, superannuation, and money management. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more information. That's all for today's Daily Wrap. Stay informed, stay safe, and take care. It's Paige Estrotori, signing off.